Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up here for the children's message. Good morning, everybody. Come on up this way. Good morning, Hannah. Hello again. Okay, I've got a game that I want to play with you guys. And some of you know how to read a little bit. Okay, so here's what I need you to do. I'm going to put a card like this on my head so that you can see what it says, but I cannot see what it says. Okay? So I'm going to have to guess what this card says by what you tell me about what's written on the card. Okay? Does that make sense? You have to give me hints. Yeah, and I can ask you questions, and you can tell me about it. Okay, you guys ready to try? Here's how we're going to do it. Since some of you know how to read and some of you don't yet, what I want to do is let's have Rosala. I'm going to put the card on my head, and then I'm going to put it down, and I'm going to close my eyes and my ears, and I want you to whisper to everybody up here to tell them what it is, okay? Can you do that? All right, here we go. Don't nobody say it, all right? Because I don't want to know what it is. I want you guys to tell me. All right, do you see the card, Rosala? All right, I'm going to put it down. All right, now whisper to them, tell them what it is. La, 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 I don't hear what you're saying. I can't hear you at all, and hopefully this singing isn't loud on the microphone. Okay, are we ready? Does everybody know what it is? Okay, so the thing that's written on my head, is it something that you would have at your house? No. Okay. What can you tell me about it? Is it an animal?
Yes.
Okay, but it's not an animal at your house. Where would you find this kind of animal? A lake or a pond? Okay, so like maybe a fish? No. Tell me something else about this animal. It starts with a D. A dinosaur? It's a bird? Oh, okay. What kind of noise would it make? A quack noise. So like a duck. Is it a duck? Yeah, okay, great. You guys got this. Let's do another one, okay? All right, now remember, Rosala is going to tell you what this one says, but don't tell me, all right? Here we go. All right, you see it, Rosala? Okay. La, 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 I don't hear what Rosala is telling them, whispering so softly. This is actually working. I thought this was not going to work. Okay, you guys ready? I couldn't hear a thing you guys said. I can't believe it. You guys are really good at this. Okay, is this another animal?
No.
Is it something alive?
No.
Is it something you would have at your house?
Yes.
It helps you cook. Is it an oven?
No.
A microwave?
No.
It does what? It toasts something. The broiler setting on the oven?
No.
Is it a toaster?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. Okay, one more I want you guys to do with me. Okay, here we go. Remember, don't tell me what it says. Okay, you see it, Rosala?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm singing, and I am here, and you're my dad, and I'm singing. Okay, you got it?
Daddy.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Hannah. Okay, you got it. Is this one alive?
Yes.
We have some confusion.
Yes.
It's a kind of. Okay, we got some yes. We got more yeses, so I'm gonna say it's probably alive. Is this something that you have at your house?
No.
Well, you guys are giving me confusing answers. Well, tell me about this thing, or whatever it is. It's next to you? Okay, what else? It lives across the road. Is it grass? That's what lives across the road from me. No, okay. Next door? Okay, like a is it a house?
Yes,
kind of. What else can you tell me about this thing?
Starts with an N.
All right, not letters. Tell me something that not about the letters. What else? It's a person that lives next to you with two legs. Is it a neighbor?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. A neighbor. I want to talk a little bit more about neighbors, actually. So neighbors are people who live next to you and have two legs. And they live across, sometimes across the street. What else do you guys know about neighbors?
They are nice.
Hopefully they're nice. Some neighbors are nice. Okay. But the thing you guys all seem to agree on is a neighbor has to be somebody who's close to you. Is that right? Like they live close to you?
No?
Huh. Okay, well, that's what you guys told me when you were describing. You said it was somebody who lived across from you or next door to you. What if they live behind you? Could that still be your neighbor?
Yes.
Okay. What if they live on the other side of town? Would that still be your neighbor?
Yes.
Some no's and some yeses? Okay. What if it's somebody you've never met before? Is that your neighbor?
Yes.
We're not sure.
That's
a stranger? Okay. This is getting a little confusing. Well, we're going to hear a story today where somebody asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Because he was a little confused too. And Jesus tells this story about the Good Samaritan, about these people who see somebody who needs help on the road. And Jesus says the one who helps is his neighbor. And the point of Jesus' story is that even people we don't know, we should treat like our neighbor. Even people who live far away from us, we should treat like our neighbor. Now, you guys are still growing up and still children, so there are some rules about strangers, aren't there, Conrad? Yeah, and if there are strangers around, you should have your parents help you figure out what needs to happen, right? You should ask your parents what to do in that situation. But what Jesus tells us is that all people, not just the people we live near, not just the people we like, not just the people who are nice to us, not just the people we know, but that all people are our neighbors, and that we're supposed to love our neighbor, and that means not just the people who live near us, but everybody. Can you guys believe that? Everybody we're supposed to love like our neighbor, okay? Will you guys say a prayer with me today? Let's pray. Lord God, help us to see our neighbors as all people, not just the people who live beside us, and help us to love them. Amen. Thank you, guys. Wonderful. If you are going to Children's Church, you can line up at this door, or you're welcome to stay with us too.